We are at the creek's edge, and as I look around, I see cuckleberry plants, which were terrible when you walked and got them in between your foot and the bottom of your shoe. I see tules, wormwood, creek grasses, and I see a very clear stream. But it reminds me of when I was a little kid fishing with my grandfather and my dad. They would clear out a place in the tules, sit me there, cut a sapling off a willow, and just put a line on and a hook with a worm, and that's where I'd sit, and they'd go fishing up and down the bank. We caught mostly catfish and bass and different perches and bluegill and pike. When we had a half a gunny sack of fish, then we stopped fishing for the day, and that was we ate it fresh and frozen. It was a major part of our food. But I can still, when I got older, I can remember having to carry the burlap sack and smelling like fish, but loving it because my back was wet and it'd be 100 degrees in August. I think the native people used Cache Creek for farming. They, you know, set their fish traps, farmed the fish and the plants, the wildlife. They used it to bathe and wash. But the native peoples, local native peoples, weren't the only ones to come here. You had the Europeans, you had the Spaniards. It was all cattle grazing. They needed the forage along the creek. They needed the water. You had the Hudson Bay trappers and other trapping companies that trapped and harvested the pelts off of this creek. People that tried to work in the gold fields and didn't work out, so they came here to farm and to settle. Today, you have people that live in the local bedroom communities and commute to the capital. They use it. So it's a mix of people, and I'd have to say it's a mix of who we are as Americans here. Recreation's a big thing. We forget about recreation, but, you know, people still fish and swim and frolic in this beautiful creek like they have for thousands and hundreds of years. It's mined heavily for gravel. It's farmed right next to the creek. And I think as long as we don't overuse it, it'll be healthy. What I love most about this creek is the diversity. Not the diversity of the people that use it, but the diversity of the wildlife. You have beavers, you have kingfishers, you have an amazing amount of fish, actually. Deer, there's grasses to eat, there's clovers. It's just alive and well, and you could actually, if you take care of it, live on this creek. And you can't say that everywhere. You can't say that in Southern California, where the creeks are all cement now. We were lucky enough to be in a place that wasn't popular enough to be overdeveloped, and lucky enough to be in a place where we were able to save it.